praying Chinese. 我们在天上的父啊，我们要感谢赞美您啊，我们要谢谢您带领我们这样的时间啊，有这样的恩典啊，来领受您的话语。求您的圣灵教导我们，也求您的圣灵今天与 Jürgen 弟兄说话啊，借着他的话啊，来把这光照进我们的心啊，也求您使今天来的每一位啊，没有认识您的，能够有机会接受基督，成为他们的救主；已经认识您的，能够与您的关系更近啊，求您鼓励我们。也求您帮助每一位需要的弟兄姊妹，也求您的恩典啊，能够临到每一位尚未认识您的朋友。我们这样的祷告和感恩，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Okay, Brother Jürgen.
Hello and greetings from Vancouver. It's a privilege to be with you again via Zoom and to share with you from the Word of God.
我从温哥华向大家问好啊，很高兴今天有这样的荣幸跟大家在一起，跟把这个神的话分享给大家。
I've never been to China, but I count it an honor to be able to share with you something from the scriptures today.
那我今天我从来没有去过中国，但是我觉得这是我很大的荣幸啊，今天能够在这里通过屏幕跟大家分享一些我的得着。
I would like to continue to explore our theme of the riches of the gospel and start with one verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
那我要今天继续大家讲我们这个系列啊，就是福音的丰盛。那我今天开讲的这个第一句经文呢，是在哥林多后书的八章
2 Corinthians 8. Once a preacher was invited to the home of a very wealthy man.
那有一次呢，有一个非常有钱的人呢，邀请一个讲员去他家。
And after a meal, they both went outside to enjoy the sunset.
那他们吃完了晚饭呢，就一起出去欣赏日落的美景了。
And the owner of the house said, as he pointed to the south, he said, everything you see in that direction is mine.
然后呢，这个主人呢就往南面的这个方向一指啊，他跟这个讲员说，他说你现在你目力所及能看到的这地啊，全都是我的。
And then he pointed to the east and said, everything in that direction also belongs to me.
然后他又往东面一指，他说你往东面看，你能看到这一切呢，也属于我。
He pointed to the north where there were lots of cattle, and he said, everything in that direction that you see, that belongs to me as well.
然后他又往北边一指，北面呢，养了很多的牛，他说北边的这一片呢，也都属于我。
And finally, he looked to the west and he said, everything in that direction except for the sun,belongs to me too.
然后呢他就又转到西边去了，他说西边呢除了这个太阳不属于我，其他对这块都属于我。
And the preacher turned to the man and he pointed upwards and he said, how much do you own in that direction?
然后呢这个传福音的这个讲员呢就往上面一指，往天上一指，他说那你往这个方向，你在天上你有多少东西呢？
Actually, silver and gold does not make anyone truly rich.
但实际上呢，金银不能使一个人富足。
To be truly rich, we must possess wealth in the vertical direction, since those are the only ones that last forever.
如果你想要真的财富的话呢，你必须得着从天上来的财富，因为那个才是真正的，是永久的。
The Apostle Paul had some fascinating words on this subject in 2 Corinthians 8.And I'm going to read verse 9. It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
那关于我刚才讲的提到的这个话题呢，在哥林多后书的八章九节里面有一句非常精彩的经文。这句经文是这么说的，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
If we are to obtain true riches, we must turn our attention to the gospel.
如果我们想要得到真的财富的话呢，我们必须把注意力转向福音。
In the gospel, we find the most remarkable treasures of all.
只有在福音里呢，我们才能找到那了不起的财富。
Now let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
好，我们再翻到以弗所书。
The apostle Paul had a remarkable grasp of the greatness of the gospel.
那使徒保罗呢，他是真的抓住了这个福音的伟大之处。
In Ephesians chapter 3,And verse 8, Paul says this, To me, who am less among the least of the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
在以弗所书的三章八节，保罗说，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
The phrase, the unsearchable riches of Christ, conveys the idea of treasures that are not only precious, but infinitely abundant.
他这里面说啊，那测不透的丰富啊，这几个词就描述了这个财富啊，不仅是丰盛的，而且是没有，就是超出人的想象的限度的。
The gospel contains treasures that exceed our ability to measure.Or even understand.
所以这个财富的丰富啊，它的这个丰满呢，是超过我们所能理解的，以及超过我们所能测量的。
And we will never stop discovering more and more of the riches that are in Christ.
所以我们永远都不会停止，如果你去一直去探究这个福音的丰盛的话，你永远都不会找到尽头的。
The Apostle Paul felt.Honored and privileged to be given the task of making known such a wonderful message.
所以使徒保罗他被神托付去传讲这测不透的福音的信息啊，他感到是他极大的荣幸和尊荣。
And that astonishment is very evident in the text I would like to look at with you tonight, which is Ephesians 1:3.
所以他表达这样的震惊啊，就是我今天要跟大家分享的以弗所书的一章三节。
And the verse says this, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
以弗所书的一章三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
I think many Christians have not realized that there is no end to the indescribable riches that are found in the gospel.
那我是相信不是每一个基督徒啊都意识到了这个福音的丰盛啊是测不透的，是没有限度的。
I would like to note with you four truths in this verse about the riches of the gospel.
所以在这几经文里面提到的这个基督这个福音的丰盛啊，我要跟大家分享四点。
And the first truth is this one. The riches of the gospel are amazingly great.
那第一个真理呢，就是这个福音的丰盛啊，是一个非常奇妙的真理。
The magnitude of these riches, surpasses our understanding.
它的这个度啊，它的这个丰盛就是它这个大小是超出我们的想象的。
Paul states that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing.
那这里保罗提出来是说各种各样的，就每一样的属灵的祝福都赐给我们了。
Pay close attention to that word every.
我们要特别注意这里说的每一样。
It means that there are more wonderful things in the gospel that you can possibly measure.Or calculate.
那意味着它比你能够在福音的这个丰盛里面能够数算得清的东西还要多。
It means that when God blessed us, He did not give us a limited supply or number of privileges and blessings.
就意味着神赐给我们东西的时候啊，赐给我们这福气的时候，不是赐给我们一个有限的、能数得过来的有局限的这样的祝福。
God did not simply grant us a few privileges. He decided to give us all that He had.
他不只是给我们某几样特权或者是这个荣幸，他是把他所有的都给了我们。
He decided to do the unthinkable. He decided to give us the entire treasure chest.
他要把整个这个珠宝箱啊都给了我们。
So how much spiritual blessing does the gospel grant us?
那这个福音到底赐给了我们多少这个属灵的福气呢？
Paul doesn't talk about plenty or much or quite a lot. He uses the word every.
保罗在这里没有用、啊、很多、许多这样的词，他用的是各样的，就是每一样。
That means that those who trust in Christ, God has conferred to them all the spiritual benefits and advantages that God can give us.
也就是说，凡是信靠耶稣基督的人，那神把在基督里面能给我们的一切的这样的优势，这样的好处都给了我们了。
And it is here that our calculators get stuck and numbers fail us.
换句话说，如果你用计算器来算的话，那个计算器可能就要不够，这个数位就不够用了，就是这个计算器都要坏了。
It's impossible to really wrap our minds around what Paul is really saying here.
所以我们的头脑啊，要真正的明白保罗在这里说的是什么意思，是这一点是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, believing in the gospel is winning the biggest lottery in the universe.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，换句话说呢，你相信靠了这个福音呢、啊，就是你中了这个宇宙全宇宙最大的一个大奖了。
And I don't think we really have the foggiest idea of what we've gotten ourselves into.
其实我觉得我们关于你到底进到了一个什么样的祝福里面，其实大家头脑中的这个概念都是模糊不清的。
The word riches comes up again and again in the book of Ephesians.
在以弗所书这里啊，这个这卷书里面，这个丰盛或者是丰富这个词呢，是重复不断的出现的。
In verse 7 of chapter 1, Paul speaks of the riches of his grace.
在一章七节里面，保罗讲到他丰盛的恩典，丰富的恩典。
In verse 18, he speaks of the riches of his glory.
然后在十八节呢，又讲到他丰盛的荣耀。
In chapter 2, verse 4, he tells us that God is rich in mercy.
在二章的四节呢，又提到神丰富的怜悯。
In chapter 2, verse 7, he speaks of the abundant riches of his grace.
然后在二章七节里呢，又提到他丰富的恩典。
And in chapter 3, verse 8, he speaks of the unsearchable riches of Christ.
然后在三章八节里面，他提到这测不透的丰富。
So Paul begins his book in chapter 1 by saying that there are riches in the gospel.
所以保罗在以弗所书的一开篇里面，就是在第一章里面，他就讲到这个福音的丰盛。
And then he realizes that that word is not strong enough, and when he gets to chapter 2, he speaks of abundant riches.
他觉得这个丰富这个词呢还不足以描述，所以他到二章里面讲到的是充沛的丰富。
And finally, when he gets to chapter 3, he finds a better word still, and he states that those riches are unsearchable.
也就是说在刚才没翻译准确，就二章里面保罗用的是极丰富，然后第三章呢他觉得还不够，他用的是测不透的丰富。
It seems like Paul is searching the dictionary, trying to find suitable words to say this.
所以在我们看来呢，保罗似乎在去翻遍这个，想要翻遍字典呢，找到一个更合适的词语来表达。
The word unsearchable is sometimes translated in other Bible versions as immeasurable.
那这个测不透呢，在有的翻译版本里呢，翻译成就是不能度量的。
Other translations use different words. One of them uses the word inexhaustible.
还有呢，是说取之不尽、用之不竭的，有翻译成这样的。
Another one has incomprehensible.
还有呢，就是理解不了的，就是太丰富，人不能明白的。
Another version says unlimited.
还有的翻译版本说呢是无限的。
And one speaks of great riches which do not come to an end.
所以当你说到这个伟大的丰富的时候啊，你就永远都说不尽的。
So we're talking about something that is impossible to measure, impossible to calculate.
所以我们现在谈论的这件事情啊，是测量不了的，是度量不了的。
In the Old Testament, one day God spoke to Abram and he promised him three things.
那在旧约里面有一天神跟亚伯拉罕说应许了他三件事情。
He promised him a land, descendants, and a blessing.
神应许给他土地和后裔还有祝福。
Well, years passed by and no son arrived, and Abraham began to worry.
但是日子一天天过去一年年过去了他并没有生出儿子来。
And one night God spoke to him and said, Abraham, leave your tent and start counting the stars if you can count them.
然后亚伯拉罕就有点着急了。然后但是有一天呢神就说亚伯拉罕你走出你的帐篷你去看那个外面的星空你能数得过来这个星星有多少吗
?And the old man obediently began to count the stars.
然后呢这个老人呢就很顺服神的命令他就开始数这些星星了。
And God said to him, Abraham, that is how many descendants you will have.
然后神就说天上的星星有多少你的后裔就会有多少。
In the ancient world, people thought that they had counted the number of stars in the heavens and they thought there were about 1,000 of them.
在古代的时候呢人们数天上的星星他们觉得能数得过来差不多就是几千颗。
But then Galileo came along with his telescope and said, hey, just a moment, there's a lot more, there's millions out there.
那等到伽利略发明天文望远镜的时候呢他就说等一等可不止几千个啊都有上百万颗了。
A few years ago, the estimated number of galaxies was 200 billion, each one with about 100 billion stars.
那在几年前公布的这个数据啊就是天上的就是这个星系有多少呢就是银河系这样的星系有多少呢是2000亿然后每一个星系里面呢都有1000亿颗星星。
Just a few years ago, a university in England claimed that there are probably 10 times more than that.
然后就在几年前呢那英国的一所大学呢他们宣布说实际的星星的数量要比这个还要再多十倍。
They indicated that there are not 200 million galaxies, but 2,000 million galaxies.Galaxies.
他们的意思呢就是不是2000亿个银河系而是有20000亿个银河系。
Every time the numbers keep getting bigger.
所以每一次人们有新的发现呢这个数字都变得更大了。
It's clear that we haven't finished counting them all.
其实很清楚我们还没有完全数得过来天上的星星还没有数尽呢。
Jeremiah spoke about this subject in his book chapter 33.And verse 22.
在耶利米书的33章的22节
,33:22.
33章的22节。
And Jeremiah said, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, nor the sand of the sea measured, so I will multiply the descendants of David my servant.
天上的万象不能数算海边的尘沙也不能斗量我必照样使我仆人大卫的后裔和侍奉我的立位人多起来。
Poor Abraham, he had no idea how many stars there really were.
所以可怜的亚伯拉罕他其实真的不知道天上到底有多少颗星星。
God's promises are always greater than we imagine.
所以神的应许啊永远比我们能想象的还要伟大。
And the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ go beyond all calculation.
我们在耶稣基督的福音里面所得着的福气啊，也是不能数算的。
We will never reach a sign that says, here the blessings in Christ come to an end.
我们永远到不了一个尽头，然后看到一个指示牌上面说，哦，这就是边界了。不，我们永远也到不了这个地方。
We're talking about an extreme exaggerated, excessive generosity.
所以我们在这里讨论的是神的这极度的无限的这种夸张的这种慷慨。
Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 2 and we'll read verse 4 where it says, But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us.
我们再回到以弗所书的二章四节。然而神既有丰富的怜悯因他爱我们的大爱。
Paul starts out here saying that God is rich in mercy.
所以保罗在这里开始说神有丰富的怜悯。
But there's an abundance here that needs more extravagant language, and in verse 7, he uses another term.
但是这个 怜悯的这个丰盛啊，需要用更强烈的语气来表达，所以他在第七节呢说的是极丰富的恩典。
He says in verse 7 that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
二章七节要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈显明给我们，显明给后来的世代看。
The word exceeding means to go beyond the normal, surpassing the limits.
这里的这个极的意思啊，极丰富的意思就是他超出了正常的这个范围，就是比那个正常的那个范围还要再多一些，更多一些。
Such is the immensity of God's mercy, says the Apostle Paul.
所以保罗说，神的这个怜悯呢，就是这样的，如此的丰富。
We can exaggerate many things, but we cannot exaggerate this.
我们在很多事情的描述上都会显得夸张，但是在这件事情上绝对不会夸张。
And in this verse that we just read, it tells us that the abundance of mercy and grace will take the ages of eternity to fully reveal.
而且这两句经文告诉我们，神丰富的恩典和这个怜悯呢，要在后面的很多世代里面一点一点的展现出来。
And here scripture asserts that divine grace is of such magnitude that it will take the centuries of eternity to know it all.
那在这里面的这个使徒保罗用这样的经文表达的意思，就是神这个恩典和怜悯的这个数量啊，如此的庞大，是需要花好多的世代才能弄明白，才能看清楚的。
We will never finish discovering more and more of the riches of the gospel.
所以我们永远都不会停下来啊，去搜寻探究神这个怜悯和恩典的丰盛的。
We're talking about an excessive abundance of grace.
所以我们在这里讲的就是这个恩典，这个超出寻常的这个丰富。
The abundance of grace is so great that it comes as no surprise that the apostle was overcome with astonishment.
所以这个恩典的丰盛啊，如此之大，难怪保罗都为此感到极度的惊讶。
So first of all, we see the amazing immensity or greatness of the riches of the gospel.
那我们第一点看到的真理呢，就是这个福音的这个丰盛啊，它的这个度量有多大，它的体量有多大，它的伟大的程度有多少。
Secondly, let's notice that the riches of the gospel are spiritual in nature.
好，然后关于这个福音的第二点的丰盛的第二点真理呢，就是这个福音是属灵，这个福音的丰盛是属灵的，是属灵的这个范畴里的这样的一个事物。
Ephesians 1:3 states that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
所以以弗所书的三章里面说，神在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
We're not talking about houses and cars and bank accounts.
所以我们这里讨论的不是房子，不是汽车，也不是银行存款。
What God has given to the believer is our spiritual riches.
所以神赐给信徒的，就是赐给基督徒的，是属灵的丰富。
These are not the kind of riches that can get devaluated or that you can lose.
所以这样的这个属灵的福气呢，是不能贬值的，你也不会失去的。
These are true riches that have genuine and eternal value.
所以这些是真的财富，它是有真正的永恒的价值的。
The blessings that were promised to the nation of Israel under the old covenant were of a material nature.
那在旧约里面，神跟以色列人所订立的约啊，应许给他们的祝福呢，是物质上的。
Perhaps we could just turn to Deuteronomy 28 for a moment and see what that included. Deuteronomy 28.
好，我们可以翻到申命记的28章，来看看在旧约神应许给以色列人的福气都是包括哪些的。
We're going to read the first four verses. It says, Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God,to observe carefully all of his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth.
啊，我们要读的是二十八章的一节到四节，我们先读第一节。你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。
And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
第二节，你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。
Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country.
第三节，你在城里必蒙福，在田间也必蒙福。
Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks.
第四节，你身所生的，地所产的，牲畜所下的，以及牛犊、羊羔都必蒙福。
If the people of Israel obeyed the law and put into practice the commandments, God promised to bless, and to prosper them in the land.
所以如果以色列人呢，他们谨守遵行神的话，按照律法去做的话呢，神应许他们这个土地会祝福他们的土地的。
These blessings were of an earthly and material nature.
那这些祝福呢，它的这个性质呢，是属地的，是物质。
The blessings that we have been given in Christ are of a spiritual nature.
但是主在基督里面赐给我们的这祝福呢，是属灵的。
In the New Testament, the word blessed is mentioned more than 100 times, but none of these verses are talking about material prosperity.
那在新约里面呢，就是祝福，或者说福气这个词呢，提到了有100多次，但没有一次呢，是跟这个物质的东西相关的。
The blessings Paul is talking about are not financial or material in nature.
所以保罗在这里所谈到的福气呢，不是财务上的，不是物质方面的。
Paul is talking about spiritual benefits, spiritual privileges.
所以保罗谈到的是属灵的好处，属灵的特权。
The gospel does not promise us health and wealth and prosperity.
所以福音呢，并没有应许我们健康，也没有应许我们财富，也没有应许我们生意兴隆。
The Bible tells us that if we seek first the kingdom of God, He will provide for us.
圣经告诉我们，我们若寻求神的国、神的义，神会供应我们所需的。
The gospel is not a message of material prosperity.
但是福音呢，不是一个关于物质上丰盛、兴盛的这样的一个信息。
And the Bible warns about deceivers that preach that kind of false gospel.
那圣经呢，也警告我们小心这种传这种虚假，就是错误的这个福音的这样的欺骗的假教师。
So what are these spiritual blessings that Paul is talking about?
那这里保罗所说的属灵的福气到底是什么呢？
Well, we have a list of several of them in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's go back there.
在以弗所书一章里面列出了七个这属灵的福气，我们再回到以弗所书的一章。
In verse 4 of chapter 1, Paul states that we were chosen.
在一章的四节里面，保罗说呢，我们是在基督里被拣选了的。
In verse 5, he says that we were adopted.
那第五节呢，又说我们是得了儿子的名分。
In verse 6, he says we were accepted.
第六节呢，是说我们被接纳了。
In verse 7, he says we were redeemed.
第七节说我们得了救赎。
In verse 7, it also says that we were forgiven.
第七节还说我们的过犯得了赦免。
In verse 13, it says that we were sealed.
第13节呢，说我们是被印上印了的。
In chapter 2, verse 1, it says we were given spiritual life.
然后二章的一节呢，说我们得了属灵的生命。
And we could go on, but these are some of the spiritual privileges that we have in Christ.
我们还可以继续一个个讲下去，但是我们前面提到的这些呢，就都是我们在基督里得着的属灵的特权了。
Every one of these blessings is fabulous and we could say much about them, but let me call your attention to one of them in verse 6.
这里面的每一点呢都是特别的好的，我们都可以就其中的每一点讲很多，但是呢我要特别的提到这个第六 一章的六节这里面这一点。
Verse 6 says that we are accepted in the beloved.
那第六节呢是说这英文是说我们是在他的爱子里被接纳的。
This is a beautiful phrase that is like music to a believer's ears.
那这句话啊就像一个美妙的就在基督徒听起来就像一个美妙的一首美妙的音乐一样。
What does this mean?
那这是什么意思呢?
This means that believers are welcomed and embraced by God.
这就意味着基督徒啊就是信徒啊是被神所欢迎是被神所拥抱的。
It means that believers are secure in their acceptance by God.
也就是说基督徒呢是在被神接纳这一点呢是有了确据的。
Many people spend their entire lives seeking approval from others. They want to be accepted.
那很多人呢，他们终其一生花很多年，想要得着另外一个人的或者是其他人的接纳。
It's a great thing to be accepted by others, but the most wonderful thing is to be accepted by God.
当然，能被别人接纳呢，固然是件好事，但是能被神接纳才是更大的事。
The gospel brings the believer into the love and acceptance of God.
所以福音呢是把基督徒带到爱和这个神的接纳里面的。
And what is the basis of our acceptance with God?
那我们能被神接纳它的这个基础是什么呢?
The basis of our acceptance is not our obedience, it's not our holiness.
所以我们被接纳的基础啊不是我们的顺服不是我们的圣洁。
The basis of our acceptance with God is Christ.
那我们在神里面被神所接纳呢，是因为基督。
So what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that we are now loved as Christ is loved.
我们在基督里被接纳的意味着就是神怎么爱基督就怎么爱我们。
It means that we are accepted as Christ is accepted.
我们被神接纳就像基督被神接纳是一样的。
It means that we are embraced as Christ is embraced.
神怎么拥抱基督就怎么拥抱我们。
His righteousness is our righteousness.
他的义就是我们的义。
His acceptance is our acceptance.
他被神接纳就是我们被神接纳。
His belovedness is our belovedness.
他被神所爱我们也被神所爱。
Have you ever heard better news than that?
你有没有听过比这更好的消息呢？
There is nothing that we can do to make God love us more.
我们不能做什么让神爱我们更多。
Did you hear what I said? There is nothing that we can do to make God love us more.
大家听到我刚才说的这句话了吗？我们不能做更多的事情让神，我们不能做什么让神更爱我们。
And there's nothing we can do to make him love us less.
我们也不能做什么让神爱我们少一点。
We are lovedand accepted not because of something we do, we are accepted in the beloved.
我们被爱被接纳不是因为我们做了什么而是因为我们在他的爱子里被接纳被爱了。
We are accepted and beloved because we are in Christ.
我们被爱被接纳是因为我们在基督里面。
He is the basis of our acceptance.
他是我们被神接纳的基础。
When Jesus went to the Jordan River to be baptized, something unusual took place.
当基督在约旦河受洗的时候呢，有一些不寻常的事情发生了。
The heavens were opened, and God spoke to his son in an audible voice.
天开了，神用人能听见的声音对说说了一些关于他儿子的话。
What did the father say to his son?
这天父对他的儿子说了什么呢？
He said, "You are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
他说你是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And Christ began his ministry knowing he was loved by the Father and telling others about the love of the Father.
所以基督啊，他之所以开始了他的服事，是因为他知道他被神所爱，然后他也把这个爱告诉别人。
When a person trusts Christ as his Savior, He becomes a child of God.
当一个人信靠了耶稣基督做他救主的时候呢，他就成了神的孩子。
And the Father has this word for every one of his children.
那神就对他的每一个孩子都说了这个同样的这句话。
The Father says to you, You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter.
他也对你对我这样说，他说你是我所爱的儿子，你是我所爱的女儿。
Every believer is a beloved child of God.
每一个信徒呢，都是神所爱的孩子。
This is one of the wonderful spiritual blessings that we enjoy.
那这是其中我们所享受的属灵的福气之一。
And each one of us needs to learn to live enjoying the Father's love and sharing the Father's love.
所以我们每个人呢，都需要学习，都需要活在这个神的爱里，需要享受神的爱，也把神的爱去跟别人分享。
One Bible scholar has identified 33 different spiritual blessings that are part of our salvation.
那曾经有一个圣经学者呢，他举出了33个，就是我们得救以来所得到的属灵的福气。
There's a long list of them.
这是一个很长的清单。
And these blessings are granted to us by the grace of God.
那这些属灵的祝福呢，都是神在他的恩典里面赐给我们的。
They were obtained through the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些都是借着耶稣基督才得着的。
And they come to us through the work of the Holy Spirit.
他们是借着圣灵的工作啊，让我们得着的，到我们这里来的。
And so we have a lot of spiritual blessings that have been given to us.
所以神赐给我们很多很多的属灵的祝福。
And one of the things we do in our Christian life is to open the treasure chest and begin to understand and examine these treasures.
所以我们基督徒的生活里面一件重要的事情要做的呢，就是打开这个珠宝箱啊，一件一件的发现它们，一件一件的去研究它们，探寻它们。
There's a story that Christ told in Luke chapter 12.
那在路加的12章里面主耶稣讲过这样一个故事。
And let's just read it starting from verse 16. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully.
路加福音的12章16节，就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛。
And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do since I have no room to store my crops?
十七节，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？
So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods.
十八节，又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。
And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many good goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat.Drink and be merry.
十九节，然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul will be required of you, then whose will those things be which you have provided?
二十节，神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
So is he,who lays up treasure for himself, but is not rich toward God.
21节，凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
In this parable, Jesus called a man a fool who had accumulated many worldly goods, but did not have spiritual riches.
在这个故事里面，主耶稣管这个在地上积累了很多物质的财富，但是在属灵上却没有积攒财富的人呢，管他叫做愚蠢的人。
Money makes no one rich.
所以财富不对，钱并不能让一个人富足。
True riches are not the kind you put in the bank.
所以真正的财富呢，不是你存在银行里的那些。
To be truly rich, we must possess wealth in a vertical direction, since those are the only ones that last forever.
所以真正的财富呢，是我们要在这个垂直的这个方向啊去积累的，因为这样的财富才是真正能够存到永远的。
So we have seen two things about the riches of the gospel.
所以我关于刚才这个福音的丰盛已经讲了两点了。
First of all, the riches of the gospel are amazingly great.
首先呢，就是这个福音的丰盛啊，这个量啊是极其大的。
Secondly, the riches of the gospel are spiritual in nature.
第二个呢，就是这个福音的这个丰盛啊，它的本质上是属灵的。
And here's the third thing: the riches of the gospel belong to every Christian.
那现在讲第三个真理，就是福音的这个丰盛呢，是属于每一个基督徒的。
The riches of the gospel are all included in what we call salvation.
那所有福音的丰盛呢，都包含在救恩里面了。
They belong to every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
它是属于每一个在基督里的信徒的。
You will notice in verse 3, I'll just read it again, what Paul says about these blessings.
好，我们再读一下以弗所书的一章三节，看看保罗是怎么讲这些属灵的祝福的。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Notice that Paul is not asking God to give them spiritual blessings.
所以我们在这里注意到，保罗并不是现在在求神把属灵的祝福赐给他们。
He does not say that we can obtain these blessings if we meet certain conditions.
他不是说只要我们满足一些条件，我们就能够得着这些属灵的祝福。
He does not say that these blessings are for those who fast and give and grow in holiness.
他没有说只有那些圣洁的、禁食的、这个在属灵上成长的这样的信徒才能得着的。
No, what Paul is saying is, blessed be God who has blessed us.
他说他在基督里曾赐给我们。
The word blessed is in past tense.
这里面这个曾啊，就表明这个动词时态是过去时。
It refers to something that has taken place.
他讲的这件事呢，是已经发生了的。
Paul is talking about the fact that we have already been blessed.
保罗在这里讲的是说我们已经被神祝福了。
So the Christian life does not begin with do this, but with God did this.
所以我们基督徒的生活啊，不是从我们要做什么开始的，而是从神已经做了什么开始的。
The gospel begins not by calling us to do something, but to believe something.
所以福音啊，是呼召我们，不是让我们去做什么，而是让我们去信什么。
It is important to understand that.
关于明白这一点呢，是非常非常重要的。
Under the old covenant, as in Deuteronomy, blessings had to be obtained through obedience.
刚才我们读到的旧约就是《申命记》里面是说，你要得到这些福气呢，你必须是先顺服，先遵守诫命。
It was all about keeping.And putting into practice the commandments of God.
他讲的都是关于你要守律法，你要按照这个神的这个诫命去做。
However, the gospel brings us into a new covenant.
但是呢，福音却把我们带到了一个新约里面。
Are the blessings of the new covenant given to us on the basis of our obedience?
那我们在新约里面我们进到的，因为旧恩进到的。福音进到的这个新约里面是基于我们的顺服吗
？No, the blessings of the new covenant are not obtained by our obedience.
不是的，这个新约的祝福啊，不是通过我们的顺服得着的。
Rather, the blessings of the new covenant are obtained by the obedience of Christ.
相反，它是这个新约的这个福气之所以让我们能够得着，是基于基督的顺服。
It is not our obedience.It is the obedience of Christ that brings us into a place of blessing.
所以不是我们的顺服，而是基督的顺服呢，把我们带到了祝福的地位里。
The one who perfectly obeyed the law of God in our place was the Lord Jesus Christ.
那个替我们完美的遵守了律法的那个人是主耶稣基督。
It is his obedience that brings us into a place of spiritual blessing.
所以是他的顺服把我们带到了这个属灵福气的这个地位上的。
Listen to the words of Paul in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 19.
好，我们看看保罗在罗马书的五章十九节里是怎么说的。
The verse says, For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man, that's Christ, one man's obedience, many will be made righteous.
因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人，照样，因一人的顺从，这人就是主耶稣，众人也成为义了。
So we find ourselves blessed not by our obedience, but by the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们发现我们自己被祝福了，不是因为我们顺服，而是因为主耶稣基督的顺从。
And as believers, we inherit blessing thanks to what he did.
所以我们作为信徒啊，我们继承了这样的祝福，是要感谢他所做成的事。
Glory to God.
荣耀归给神。
Christ came and did something on our behalf.
是基督来到了地上，替我们做成了一些事。
And not only did he do it, he finished doing it.
而且他不仅做了，而且他做完了。
And before dying on the cross, he exclaimed, "It is finished."
当他在十字架上死之前，他大喊说，成了。
The work was completed.
这个工作已经做完了。
And this is what the gospel is all about.
那福音的内容就是这些了。
We begin the Christian life not by doing, but by believing in what Christ has done.
所以我们开始我们基督徒的生命啊，不是借着要做什么，而是要相信耶稣所做成的事。
We do not live the Christian life trying to earn the blessings of God.
所以我们不是要在我们的基督徒的生命中啊，去赚得神的祝福。
We live the Christian life in the enjoyment of God's blessings.
而是我们在我们的生命里去享受神的祝福。
We have been blessed, and we are learning to live in the spiritual blessings that were given to us by the Father.
所以我们已经被祝福了，我们要做的呢，就是去学习关于神圣父已经赐给我们的这些属灵的祝福。
Notice that each one of these verbs mentioned in the first half of Ephesians 1 is in the past tense.
那我们注意到以弗所书的这个一章里面呢，一半以上的经文用的这个动词时态呢，都是过去式。
We were blessed, chosen, loved, adopted, etc.
比如说我们是被祝福了已经被祝福了，我们已经被拣选了，我们已经被爱了，我们已经被接纳了等等。
It is a fact. It has already happened.
这已经是个事实了，这是已经发生的事了。
These blessings have been given to us in Christ.
那这些祝福呢，都是在基督里面已经赐给我们了。
In a previous lesson, we mentioned that the key word in the first half of Ephesians is the word sit.
我们上一讲呢曾经讲过，在以弗所书的前半段啊，就是一章到三节里面的这个关键字呢是坐。
Ephesians 2:6 says that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places.
在以弗所书的二章六节里面是说，我们现在与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
The first word is not work. It is not try harder.
所以这个第一个关键词啊，不是做工，也不是说再努力一些。
The first word is seated.
所以第一个词呢是坐。
The word seated is not a call to act, it is a call to rest.
所以坐这个词呢，就是意味着我们被神呼召，不是要去工作的，而是要去安息的。
We didn't deserve it, we didn't do anything to get it, but God made us sit.In a place of privilege.
我们本是不配得的，我们没有做什么，让我们值得有得到这样的东西，而是神请我们，他招我们来坐这里的。
In Christ, we are blessed, forgiven, and chosen.
所以我们是在基督里面，被祝福，被赦免，被拣选。
Thanks to Him, we are adopted, accepted, redeemed.
我们要感谢他，因为他我们才被有了儿子的名分，才被接纳，才被救赎。
And all of those and many more blessings are contained in a wonderful package called the gospel.
所以我们刚才列举的这些还有更多，包括更多的这个一项一项的属灵的福气，都是打包在这个福音的这个包里面了。
So we begin the Christian life in a wonderful place of privilege.
所以我们基督徒的生命一开始啊，就是在一个非常的美好的奇妙的这样的一个特权的地位上了。
Christ put away our sins.
基督去除了我们的罪。
He reconciled us to God.
他使我们与神和好。
He brought us into the family of God.
他把我们带到了神的家里。
He forgave us and redeemed us.
他赦免了我们，救赎了我们。
We have a new position, we have a new identity.
我们现在有了一个新的地位，新的身份。
So this is what we need to learn as we start out our Christian life.
所以我们开始我们基督徒生命之路的时候呢，是首先我们要明白的。
And then when we learn who we are in Christ, then we're ready to move on to the second verb found in Ephesians 4:1, which is the word to walk.
当我们明白了我们在基督里面是谁以后呢，我们就可以进行下一步了，就是以弗所书的四章一节里面说的，就是 walk, 就是行走，就是行事为人了。
If walk were the first word, we might think that we have to walk in a certain manner so that God will bless us.
那如果这个行走这个词变成了第一个关键词的话呢，我们就会误认为我们是需要按某种方式去行事为人，然后才能让神接纳我们，才能让神祝福我们。
But that is not how this works.
但是事情不是这样。
The gospel tells us God has blessed you. Now live in that blessing.
那圣经是这么告诉我们，就是福音是这么告诉我们，你已经得到了神的祝福了，然后现在呢，你要活在这样的祝福里面。
It says God has forgiven you. Now live in His forgiveness.
那福音告诉我们，神已经赦免你了，你现在要活在神的赦免里。
It says God has loved you. Now live in the light of His love.
福音告诉我们，神已经爱你了，你现在要活在这个爱的光中。
We live in the light of what God has done.
所以我们是活在神已经做成事的这样的光中的。
And we seek to serve Him with joy and gratitude.
所以我们呢是要带着喜乐，带着感恩来服侍他的。
And we seek to forgive as we have been forgiven and to love as we have been loved.
我们之所以能够努力去赦免，是因为我们已经被赦免了。我们之所以能够去爱别人，是因为我们已经被爱了。
So our new walk, our new lifestyle is the theme of chapters 4, 5, and 6.
所以我们新的行事为人的方式，我们新的生活方式呢，是以弗所书的四章、五章、六章的内容。
At the end of chapter 6, there is another important word, and it is the word to stand.
在以弗所书的六章的后半段呢，还有一个关键的词呢，就是站立。
We are to stand firm in Christ.
我们要在基督里站立的稳。
We are in a battle.
我们是在打仗的，我们是在征战当中的。
There is an enemy, and he will try to confuse us.
我们有这样的一个敌人，他总是想要迷惑我们。
He will try to trip us up.
他总是想要绊倒我们。
He will try to turn us from the path that God has for us.
他总是想把我们从神的道路上引开。
So we need to put on the armor of God.
所以我们需要穿上属灵的神给我们的属灵的军装。
We need to make use of spiritual weapons to remain firm in Christ.
我们需要使用属灵的武器，这样才能使我们在基督里能站立的稳。
And what does our spiritual armor consist of?
那我们的属灵的军装啊，都包括些什么呢？
It consists of everything that Christ did for us.
那他所包含的一切呢，都是基督已经为我们做成的。
It's everything that he obtained for us in the gospel.
都是他在福音里面已经为我们得着了的。
We have to appropriate the inheritance we have in Christ and be firm, strong in the freedom that he gave us.
所以我们就是要很好的使用他在基督已经赐给我们这些东西，然后靠着他在基督里面站立的稳。
So the final important word in Ephesians is stand firm.
所以在以弗所书的最后一个关键词呢，就是站立，就是坚固的站立。
By His grace, God has greatly enriched every believer in Christ.
所以因着神的恩典呢，神在这个基督里面赐福，就是使每一个基督徒都富足了。
We enjoy remarkable privileges.
我们享受这非同寻常的特权。
We have to understand that and live in the joy and blessings of the gospel.
所以我们需要明白这一点，而且要喜乐地活在这个福音的祝福里面。
Many years ago, there was a man who wanted to travel in a ship from Europe to the United States.
那很多年前呢，有一个人想要驾船呢，从欧洲渡海来到美国。
The man worked hard, saved his money, and bought a ticket.
这个人呢，很努力的工作，存钱，然后买了一张船票。
The trip would take 2 or 3 weeks, so the man also bought a lot of crackers and cheese, so that he would have something to eat during the long trip.
那在路上呢，可能需要两三个星期的时间，所以呢，他还花钱买了很多的饼干，很多的这个奶酪呢，预备在船上吃。
Once on board, all the passengers would eat in a large dining room where very wonderful meals were served.
那在船上呢，这个船上的旅客都可以在一个非常壮丽的豪华的那个餐厅里面吃饭。
Meanwhile, the man was in his room eating crackers and cheese.
当其他的客人都在这个豪华餐厅里享用午餐的时候呢，他这个人呢就待在自己的房间里面吃他的饼干和奶酪。
And this is what happened every day.
每天都是这样的。
The man wished he could join those passengers in the dining room.
那个人多么希望自己也能够和其他的游客旅客一起呢，在这个餐厅里面用餐呢。
But he had no money.
但是他没有钱。
When they had almost reached their destination, one of the passengers said to him.
当他们就快到目的地的时候啊，有一个旅客就问他，对他说。
He said, I noticed you eating crackers and cheese every day. Why don't you come to the dining room and eat together with the others?
他说我注意到你每天都吃饼干和奶酪，你为什么不跟我们其他的人一起在餐厅里享用晚餐呢？
The man was ashamed to confess. He said, sir, I only had enough money to buy the ticket.
然后这个人呢就很羞愧的就跟这个先生说，他说哎呀，我的钱就只够买一张船票了。
I didn't have enough money left over to pay for the meals in the dining room.
他说我没有钱呢，要能在这个餐厅里买这个餐吃了。
The other man was surprised. He said, didn't you realize that all the food is included in the ticket price? You didn't have to pay anything else.
然后那个男的这个先生非常惊讶，他说你难道不知道你的船票里面就包含在餐厅里免费吃饭的这个钱了吗？
And the man had suffered eating crackers and cheese without knowing that he could have enjoyed delicious meals every day.
这个先生多么可怜呢，他只能在餐厅里只能在房间里面每天都吃这个饼干和奶酪，却不知道其实他完全可以免费的在餐厅里面吃饭。
How many Christians live ignoring what God has given to us in Christ?
所以有多少基督徒啊，他们其实真的是很无知，不知道神在基督里都赐给了我们什么。
They try to live for God and try to serve God in order to be loved and accepted by God.
他努力的想要活给神看，想要做工取悦，让神更高兴，更喜欢他们。但是他不知道神已经在基督里面爱他了。
And they don't realize that they're trying hard to get what is already theirs.
但是他们不知道，他们努力在想要得着已经早就赐给他的东西了。
And they lose the joy of living with gratitude in the privileges that we have as believers in Christ.
所以他们失去了这样的喜乐，他们没有他们失去了怀着感恩的心享受在基督里已经赐给我们这样的福气的这样的喜乐了。
So we've seen 3 things so far.
好，现在我们已经讲完了三点真理了。
We've seen that the riches of the gospel are amazingly great.
第一点呢，就是这个福音的丰盛啊，是极其伟大的。
The riches of the gospel are spiritual in nature.
第二个呢，就是福音的丰盛呢，这个主要是不是主要，就是它的本质呢是属灵的。
The riches of the gospel belong to every believer.
还有就是福音的丰盛呢，是属于每一位基督徒的。
And here's one more thing.
还有现在讲第四点，还有一个真理。
The riches of the gospel come to us.By virtue of our union with Christ.
那在这个属灵的福气能够赐给我们呢，是在于我们和基督的联合。
Let's read our verse again in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
我们再读一遍以弗所书的一章三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
The phrase in Christ is the central idea in the letter to the Ephesians.
在基督里这几个字是这个以弗所书的一个核心思想。
To be in Christ basically means to be united with Christ.
在基督里面，它基本的意思呢，就是跟基督联合。
And union with Christ is at the heart of the Christian faith.
与基督联合，它是我们这个基督信仰的核心。
One of the things we do with people when they become believers in Christ is that we baptize them.
那当一个人信靠耶稣做他们救主的时候呢，我们首先做的一件事呢，就是给他施洗。
In baptism, a person is submerged under the water and brought up again.
那在施洗的过程中呢，一个人是完全浸到水里，然后再起来。
When we baptize someone, we are saying, you have been immersed in Christ.
当我们给一个人施洗的时候呢，我们会说你已经浸润到，就是浸在神基督里了。
Your previous life has been buried and you have been joined to Christ.
那你以前的生命呢已经被埋葬了，你现在加入基督了。
To become a Christian is to be united to Christ.
所以你成为基督徒的意思呢，就是你和基督联合了。
A deep spiritual connection has taken place.
一个很深的属灵的连接呢，已经发生了。
Faith brings a person into a personal, intimate union with Christ.
那信心呢，把一个人带到了和基督一个个人的亲密的关系里面去。
A Christian is someone who has living within him the Spirit of Christ.
所以谁是基督徒呢？就是这样一个人，就是基督的灵住在他里面的这样的人。
A believer is in Christ, and Christ is in him.
所以一个信徒呢，是在基督里面，基督呢，也是在他里面。
And that changes absolutely everything for the Christian.
这对基督徒来说呢，就改变了所有的事情。
There is no spiritual life apart from the presence of Christ.
所以没有了基督，就没有了属灵的生命。
And there are no spiritual blessings apart from him.
在基督以外呢，也没有属灵的福气了。
Union with Christ is the basis of all spiritual blessing.
所以与基督联合是我们这属灵祝福的根基。
So notice that spiritual blessings come to us not by fax, not by courier, they come to us by virtue of our union with Christ.
所以我们这个在基督里的福气在这个属灵的福气不是从工作里来的不是从别的任何东西来的，就是从我们和基督的联合而来的。
God is not simply in the business of handing out individual spiritual blessings.
所以神不是就在发放就是派发这个属灵的福气给每个人。
He doesn't say, here's forgiveness and here's redemption.
他不是说这是赦免给你了，这个是救赎给你了。
What God says is, here's my son.
神说这是我的儿子。
If you believe in him, if you accept him, you have everything.
如果你信靠他，你接受了他，你就拥有了一切。
If we have Christ, we have salvation.
如果我们有了基督，我们就有了救恩。
If we have Christ, we have forgiveness.
我们有了基督，我们就有了赦免。
If we have Christ, we are members of the family of God.
我们有了基督，我们就是神家的一员了。
If we have Christ, we have eternal life.
我们有了基督，我们就有了永生。
If we have Christ, we have everything.
我们有了基督，就有了一切。
All the blessings of the gospel are found in a person.
那福音的祝福呢，就是在一个人里面找到的。
All the blessings that God has for us are in Christ.
神为我们所预备的一切的祝福呢，都是在基督里面。
God does not give us a basket full of blessings.
神不是给了我们一个装满了祝福的篮子。
He doesn't give us a list of blessings.
他也不是给了我们一张祝福的清单。
He gives us his son.
他是把他的儿子给了我们。
And in Christ, all spiritual blessings are ours.
那在基督里面，所有的属灵的福气就都是我们的了。
So every one of the blessings of the gospel come to us on the basis of our spiritual connection with Christ.
那这属灵的祝福里面的每一样之所以能够临到我们，都是由于我们和基督的联合。
Paul tells us in chapter 1 verse 4 that because we are in Christ, we are among the chosen.
在以弗所书的一章四节里面，保罗说，因为我们在基督里面，所以我们蒙了拣选。
He tells us in verse 5 that because we are in Christ, we are adopted.
在第五节里他说，因为我们在基督里面，所以我们有了儿子的名分。
He says in verse 6 that because we are in Christ, we are accepted.
第六节，因为我们在基督里面，所以我们被神所接纳了。
He tells us in verse 7 that because we are in Christ, we have been redeemed.
第七节他告诉我们，因为我们在基督里面，所以我们蒙了救赎。
In verse 7, he says that because we are in Christ, we are forgiven.
第七节，同样是第七节说，因为我们在基督里面，所以我们的罪得了赦免。
He says in verse 11 that because we are in Christ, we have an inheritance.
在第十一节里面，因为我们在基督里面，所以我们得了基业。
Every spiritual blessing we have thanks to our union with Christ.
所以我们在我们所得到的一切的属灵的祝福啊，都要感谢我们与基督的联合。
We are blessed by virtue of being united to Him.
所以我们之所以能够蒙祝福啊，是因为我们和他联合的这个好处。
God gave us His Son.And in him we have everything.
神把他的儿子给了我们，在他里面我们就得着了每一样东西。
We have not received something, we have received someone, and in him we inherit all these blessings.
我们不是得着了一些东西，而是得着了一个人，在他里面我们就得着了这些所有的属灵的福气。
A story is told of the days of the Roman Empire.
那在这个罗马帝国的时候，有这样一个故事。
There was a landowner whose son was irresponsible and rebellious.
那有一个地主啊，他的这个儿子呢很悖逆。
And the man decided to leave all his property not to his son, but to a slave named Marcus.
那这个财主呢就决定把他的所有的财产呢不留给他的儿子，而留给了一个叫 Marcus 的仆人。
He advised his son of his decision and told him that if he would only ask for one thing, that his father would give to him.
然后他就跟他的儿子说了他的决定，然后他说，你现在只能跟我要一个东西，我会给你的。
The son thought about this for a moment and then he made his choice.
这个儿子呢，想了想，最后做了一个选择。
The son said, if I can only request one thing,Then what I request is that you give me Marcus.
他儿子说，如果我只能跟你要一样东西的话呢，那我所要的就是这个仆人 Marcus 了。
That was a very wise choice because if he had Marcus, he had everything.
所以这个儿子做了一个非常明智的选择，因为他得着了这个 Marcus, 他就得着了一切。
In a similar way, we can say that if a believer has Christ, he has everything.
所以同样的道理，我们也可以说，我们有了基督，我们就得着了一切。
In Christ, we are heirs to all of God's spiritual blessings.
所以我们在基督里面就成了神属灵福气的继承人了。
So we've seen four things in this verse about the riches of the gospel.
所以我们在这句经文里面，就是一章三节这句经文里面，看到这个福音丰盛的四点真理。
First, the riches of the gospel are amazingly great.
那首先呢，就是这个福音的丰盛呢，是极其伟大的。
These riches of the gospel are spiritual in nature.
还有就是福音的丰盛呢，它的本质是属灵的。
The riches of the gospel belong to every believer.
还有就是福音的丰盛呢，是属于每一个信徒的。
And the riches of the gospel come to us by virtue of our union with Christ.
还有就是属灵的福气呢，是因着我们与基督的联合得着的。
Dear brothers, the gospel is much better than we imagine.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这个福音呢，永远福音比我们能够想象的还要好。
It is richer and more beautiful than we can imagine.
它也比我们所想象的更丰富，更美丽。
This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is the most wonderful message this world has ever heard.
这信息啊，是主耶稣基督的信息，也是这个世界所听到的最好的信息了。
In Luke chapter 12, Jesus told a story about a man who discovered a treasure in a field.
在路加福音的十二章啊，主耶稣讲到一个人，他在一个田地里发现了财宝。
The man realizes that if he buys that field, he will become a very rich man.
It's Matthew
12. We're just gonna, I'm not gonna read it.
Okay. 那这个人意识到，如果他得到这个财宝呢，他就会成为一个非常富有的人。
And so the man ran home at full speed.
然后呢他就赶紧跑开了。
He enters the door of his house very excited and he speaks to his wife.
然后他就进到了他自己家里的门，非常兴奋地跟他的太太说。
He says, dear, we're going to sell everything, house and furniture and land, we're going to sell it all.
然后他说，亲爱的，我们现在把所有的一切都卖了吧，我们的房子，我们的家具，我们的土地。
And the poor woman can't understand what's going on and says, what's wrong with you?
然后这个妇人就可怜的妇人不知道发生了什么，她说你到底怎么了？
And her husband tells her about finding a treasure and about buying property and she doesn't understand anything.
然后她就给她讲，就是她找到了一地里有一块有一个财宝，她要把这块地买下来等等这些事情，但是她什么都听不明白。
Up to that moment, the man had given a lot of importance to all the possessions that he owed.
所以在那个时刻呢，这个人对于他所拥有的一切财富呢，给予了足够的重视。
Basically, his life consisted in the things that he owned.
那截止到那个一点之前呢，他的生命呢，都是要倚靠在他所拥有的这些东西上面的。
He had worked very hard for many years to obtain those things.
他也辛苦工作了很多年，得到了这些东西。
And suddenly everything has changed.
那现在突然的一切都改变了。
And he's willing to let it all go.
他很愿意放手让这些东西把这些东西都放掉。
Of course, the treasure that he found is worth a fortune. And the man realized that.
为什么这样呢？因为他知道他所找到的这个财宝呢是意味着一大笔财富。他明白这一点。
So he's no longer interested in his furniture and his house and his things.
所以他对他所拥有的房子也好，家具也好，其他的物件也好，他都不感兴趣了。
They cannot be compared to the treasure that he found.
这些东西和他所找到的这个财宝是没有办法相比的。
The Apostle Paul is a man who found a great treasure. And listen to what he said in Philippians chapter 3.
那使徒保罗呢，他就是一个这样找到了财宝的人。我们看看他在腓立比书的三章是怎么说的。
In Philippians 3 verse 7, Paul said, But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
第七节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Then he says in verse 8, Yet indeed I also count all things loss.For the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
第八节，不单如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Paul had found the greatest treasure of all.
所以保罗找到了那个最大最大的财宝了。
And in comparison to that, everything else lost its importance.
所以跟这个财宝相比呢，其他事情都不重，显得都不重要了。
Nothing can compare with the unsearchable riches we have in Christ.
没有什么能和我们在基督里面那测不透的丰盛相比的。
I end with a verse in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9.
我最后呢，要以这样一节经文结束啊，就是哥林多前书的二章九节。
And Paul says, Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
The man who found the treasure in a field, was he crazy?For getting rid of a few possessions in order to get that fabulous treasure?
那个在一片田里发现了财宝的人，他要把他现在已经有的一些东西卖掉去买这个财宝，这个人是疯了吗？
Doing whatever necessary in order to obtain that treasure is not foolishness.
他做一切他能做的事情，为的是得着那个财宝，这可不是愚蠢的事情。
It's the most sensible thing a person can do.
这是一个人能做的非常明智的一个决定。
Rather, the fools are those who do not recognize the surpassing value of that treasure.
相反，那些意识不到这个财富的无与伦比的价值的那些人才是无知的人。
And we are fools if we do not find in Christ our greatest treasure.
那如果我们找不到在基督里的这个 丰盛的这个财宝的话，那我们才是那愚蠢的人啊。
Brothers and sisters, we have found the greatest treasure of all.
弟兄姐妹们，我们已经找到了在所有财宝里那最大的那个财宝了。
Is Christ not deserving of the first place in our hearts?
难道基督配不上我们心里最重要的那个位置吗？
Shall we not love, follow, and serve him with gratitude and joy?
难道我们不应该怀着喜乐感恩的心去爱他，跟随他，享受他吗？
And any sacrifice we make for Christ will be insignificant because in him we have the greatest treasure of all.
我们为主所牺牲的任何的东西都与他藏在他里面的这个财富相比都是微不足道的。
May God bless his word to us today.
愿主祝福他的话进到我们的心里。
And perhaps we could take a few minutes and if there are questions, we could try to respond to your questions.
好，我们还有几分钟的时间来看看有没有什么问题可以回答一下。
Well, thank you, Jurgen. I didn't ask for any questions yet, Johnny. Yes, go ahead.
我是一个少数民族，满洲人。在我们在中国的东北，就相当于北美的印第安人。
Yeah, okay. My tribe is a minority in China.Only several million, the population only several million in compared with the whole, yeah, the number, yeah. It's the whole population of China. Yeah,
yeah, being Danish, I can sympathize. There's only
a few Danish. 在我们
民
族，
就是信仰里，他不信佛教，也不信伊斯兰教。
Okay.
他对这个基督教来的，他始终有一种抵触，是因为他相信是西方发达国家信的主流宗教。
OK，
对，相对于我们民族来说，好像就是外邦人。就是我怎么劝说，就是使他们相信基督对，耶稣基督对每个人都是一样。
Okay, okay. We don't believe Buddhism. We don't believe Islam either. Yeah. And as for the Christianity, they think our people, that nation think it's a Western religion, belongs to the more developed countries. Yeah.It's not ours. It's a Western thing. It's from the more developed country like U.S. and like Europe. So, Johnny's question is how should I can persuade them that the gospel is for everyone, not just for Western people?
Yeah.
我跟大家解释一下 Johnny 的问题，因为 Johnny 他说他在中国呢是少数民族啊。对他们这个民族来说呢，他们不信佛教，也不信伊斯兰教。对于基督教来说呢，他们更是觉得这是一个西方的发达国家的一个信仰，一个宗教。那他很想跟自己的就是民族的人呢传福音，就怎么能告诉他们民族的人这是一个全球的，就是给每一个人的好消息，是这样的。
I think we could perhaps say that the gospel did not come from the West. It didn't come from Europe. It didn't come from the United States. It came from heaven.
那福音呢，我们可以告诉他们，福音呢不是从西方来的，不是从欧洲来的，也不是从那个美国来的，是从天上来的。
The gospel wasn't invented in the West. It was born in the heart of God.
所以不是西方人发明了这个宗教，不是从那里生出来的，是在神的心里面生出来的。
And it spread to Europe, it spread to North America, it spread to South America and Africa, it spread all over Asia, and it's for the whole world because God so loved the world that he gave his son. So it's for everyone.
所以这个福音呢是传到了欧洲，传到了美国，传到了南美，传到了非洲，传到了世界各地。所以这个是神爱世人，所以他把他的儿子赐给我们。福音是传给所有的人的。
Does that help you?
Thank you.
Well, also, it was right in the center geographically of the world.
Sure, say some about that.
Well, we might also say that Jerusalem, Israel, is right in the geographical center of the world. It's neither east nor west.
还有一点要提出的就是耶路撒冷这个城市在地理上刚好是地球的中心，它不属于东方，也不属于西方，它就是那个中心点。
In the early centuries, the gospel went out in all directions.
那在这个福音刚传的那个最初几个世纪呢，这个福音是往所有的方向传的。
But somehow it took hold among the savage tribes of Northern Europe.
然后呢，后来就发展到他把这个欧洲北部，在欧洲北部那些当时还是属于比较粗野的，就是野蛮的那些民族呢征服了，就是福音传到那里被他们接受了。
England, Scotland and Ireland, they 150, 200 years ago, they sent out missionaries all over the world. There was a great movement of God. In England and Scotland and Wales and Ireland.
在一两百年前呢，那个时候，威尔士、英格兰、苏格兰和爱尔兰呢，他们派出了大量的传教士到世界各地去。
But the Romans didn't have a very high opinion of those people. The Romans.
The believers.
No, the Roman Empire, the Romans in the Empire, when they first met these savage tribes in Britain, they did not have a very high regard for them.
当这个罗马帝国他们就是扩张领土到了先到了这个就是英国的这个这块地方的时候呢，他们其实没有看不上这些人。
One educated Roman scholar said about the Britons that they made the ugliest and stupidest slaves.
然后一个曾经受过教育的一个罗马的这个高官啊，他到了这个英国这块土地上，他说他们只配做那个最丑最傻的这个奴隶。
So you can see what the gospel has done for the Western world. It took them out of spiritual blackness and darkness.
所以我们可以看到这个福音是怎么改变了这个这些欧洲的这些国家的，它完全是把他们从黑暗里面带出来了。
And it can do the same for your tribal people.
他说也能，福音也能对你所属的这个民族做同样的事情。
It's universal.
所以这是全球性的。
Yes, when China was civilized, where they had an advanced civilization, when the gospel came to those northern tribes in Europe, they were far behind what China was.
他说当中国经济已经很发达的时候，就是英国的这些当时的这些经济就是蛮远远跟不上的，是很落后的状态。
I think a lot of the prosperity that came to the Western world was because of the Bible and because of the gospel.
那就是这个欧洲啊，西方这个国家之所以他们能够繁荣起来，也是因为福音的兴盛在那边。
The freedoms, the government, the advances in technology and science, it had a lot to do with the worldview that came from the Bible.
那无论是他们这个政治上的自由啊，还有就是政府的就是放权，还有这个科技上的进步和这个科学上的昌明啊，都是因为他们从圣经里面得着的启示。
And especially as to the human worth, the Bible says that we all have value in God's eyes.
那至于就是对人的就是价值的这个认可，他们也是从圣经里面才明白，就是因为每个人在神的眼里都是有价值的，所以他们讲究人权。
So the religion of the West, Johnny, is a religion of wealth and prosperity for one reason only. That is that they have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And among other things, that includes peace and prosperity.
但现在这个西方人他们所信的呢就是钱，就是物质上的丰富，但是因为他们得着了这个在基督里面各样的属灵的福气，同时呢他们也得着了神赐给他们这个兴盛的这个经济的这个祝福。
Well, our time is gone. Thank you. An interesting question.
谢谢你这个故事，问题很有意思。
So, yeah. I'm going to ask Mr. Summers if he would just close us in prayer. Our time has come now to conclude our meeting.
我们现在时间到了，我们就请 Harold 弟兄给我们做一个结束的祷告。
So, Lord, we're very, very thankful for your blessings.
主啊，我们为你的祝福深深的感谢你。
And it's true they cannot be numbered.
的确是，它是数算不尽的。
And we can talk about them, but we can't put a line around them.
我们可以讲它，但是我们不能完全明白。
The fact is that each of us who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior sits here this evening.And says, "Thank you, Lord, for blessing me."
的确是我们今天在座的每一个已经信靠耶稣基督的信徒，我们都会说，主啊，感谢你，祝福我。
Those blessings are going to carry on forever, more and more. We will understand them greater and greater.
那这些主灵的祝福呢，会永永远远的持续下去，而且我们会越来越多的明白他们。
So we say thank you tonight.For all that you have brought us into.
所以今天晚上我们说主啊感谢你把我们带进这样的属灵的祝福里面。
And for all into which you will continue to bless us throughout the countless ages of eternity.
而且你会在永恒无尽的岁月里面不停的持续的祝福我们。
We say thank you.
我们说感谢您。
Help us to understand it.
也帮助我们能够明白这些。
Help us to live and to walk in the light of it.
也能够在这样的光中去行走，去生活。
We ask this now and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求和感谢是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
等一下，大家等一下，下个礼拜的通知，如果刚才晚来的话，我们再通知一遍。请大家看那个分享屏幕的。这是下个礼拜五和礼拜六的两场，我们这个的学习呢暂停，大家可以做两个选择，一个是可以去参加英文的Easter 的 conference， 就是 Easter 的复活节的特会，那边有翻译，那也可以选择参加这个全中文的福音性质的特会，然后这个 Zoom 的链接和时间都写在这上面，大家可以抄一下或者截个屏，或者拍个照，要记得下个礼拜我们这个Jurgen弟兄的课呢暂停一次，有复活节的特别的安排，对，但这里没有，因为这个是对，我们把这个屏幕放在。